The only way that I can describe sound stories is like getting in a car, the nicest car you've ever seen, with Laura. She's in the driver's seat and she says, okay, let's go for a drive. And then she puts up a blind in front of the windshield and starts going as fast as she possibly can. And she's like, just trust the process. It'll work out. It'll work out. And eventually she pulls off the blind and you're facing the Northern Lights.
Okay, the part that Joe forgot to mention is while you're sitting in that car, she's asking you for directions.
Incredible, amazing, highly recommended.
You're going to learn how to tell a story, which is pretty incredible.
It's not like your typical class where you simply write a narrative.
It's like completely different from any other project-based class I've been to.
You get to learn and experience this whole new medium of storytelling.
It's like you're really making something.
This class is a super interesting dive into the creative experience.
You not only improve your storytelling ability, but you learn how to really hone in on the root of a story.
Definitely has a lot of structure, but you can kind of play with the structure as you wish to play with it, and you get to take out of this class what you put into it.
You have the opportunity to drive the narrative essay that you want to write, the podcast that you want to create.
This class invites you to completely change how you look at stories.
You'll learn about the composition of stories in a more practical sense than you ever had before.
And what you create at the end is like a product of your own growth as much as anything else.
This is a product that reflects who you are as a person.
It's really fascinating to walk into a class having nothing and walk out with an entire episode.
You'll learn not just better storytelling skills, but also how to use a new technology.
You definitely want to come in wanting to learn how to tell that story and really wanting to develop yourself.
I think podcasting is actually a lot more work than I thought it would be.
I would say be prepared for a lot of work and be prepared to like fall in love with your idea, even if it doesn't seem super exciting to you at first. You'll grow a lot and it's just a really fabulous experience.
It's also a class I recommend if you are a perfectionist and want to work on fixing that, because it's really fast-paced and messy and iterative, but it's also a very intimate class and you get a lot of peer feedback, support from your group and classmates.
This class is so hard, but it's also like so rewarding. That's three more so's for rewarding.
Yeah, it's hard, but it's a lot of fun.
I would say it's like almost like 30 Rock or SNL, but for narrative podcasts where we're all working on our own project. But it feels like we're on the same team.
Be prepared to be proud of yourself and what you've created.
It's one of the craziest experiences you will have at Stanford because it challenges you in a new way that most classes here don't, but it is so gratifying in the end.
You'll laugh, you'll cry. It's better than cats.
So you should definitely take it because it's awesome.